101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, home of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Miss Ebony Jake in the building hanging out with you on the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively right here on WizNation.com. And I have a beautiful queen in the building joining me today for our show. Hello, queen.
Hello.
Hey, Drew. How you doing, girl?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I wanted to talk with you and see what you had going on.
Girl, just been working. Some updates for you. Definitely.
Oh, I already know. I see your Instagram, girl. I be checking you out.
I love it.
Yes, I love you on Instagram, girl. You always keeping me encouraged.
Hey, that's what we got to do. We need that, right?
Yes. Congratulations on your new show, Hindsight.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it. You know, we just want everybody to definitely tune in because it's coming up. It's coming so fast. I'm like, dang, we just finished. We actually just wrapped on Friday. So
really? Now it debuts January 7th on VH1, right?
Correct. Yep, that's the date.
Tell me a little bit about the show.
It's a new, you know, VH1 is moving into this, this new chapter of scripted programming. So, you know, you've seen Single Ladies, you've seen Hit the Floor, and now you have Hindsight, which is just such a different take on any other programming they've done. It's a new scripted series. It takes place in the 90s. So if you love TLC, you know, you're going to love this film just for the nuances of the 90s and the fashion and just all of the current events that were going on in the 90s that a lot of us have forgotten, such as O.J. Simpson and just a lot of historical things that will just make you laugh. It's a dramedy, so you're going to get, you know, a lot of emotions coming out of it. But it takes place in New York City in the 90s, and it's basically like the title, Hindsight. Hindsight is 2020, so if we got to go back in life and redo some of the things that we did, make different choices, would our lives end up in different places, or would we be exactly where we are today? So it's a dope show. I'm very, very excited. Wonderful cast. Love my VH1 family, you know. TLC did incredible numbers. It's on DVD now, and now, you know, the family's brought me back, gave me a job.
That's good. Now talk to me about the character that you're going to be playing in Hindsight.
I'm going to be playing a character, one of the best friends, one of the lead characters. It's an ensemble cast, so I'm playing one of the lead characters, one of the friends to our lead character. And like I said, she gets to go back in time, and she wakes up in the 90s, and she kind of gets a second chance at life. So I play one of her friends who's, you know, trying to struggle, and I was a former child actress. That my parents siphoned off all my money, and, you know, I am working in bars in New York City trying to get my life back, and I'm set in the 90s. So it's just the whole essence of the 90s is what I love the most. You know, the mom jeans, the pagers, you know, pay phones. It's kind of really bringing people back to that era. It's crazy.
It sounds like you, shoot, when you was having those beepers, what? Had to pull over.
A payphone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lamp, you know? So, I mean, it's definitely something we're excited about. Like I said, it's a multi-faceted cast. You know, you're going to see a lot of different cultures, a lot of different, you know, people that are new faces. So I'm excited about it. So I can't wait for everyone to tune in and let me know their thoughts on the show.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Now, you've been acting for a while now.
My whole life.
I remember seeing you on different TV shows. Remember seeing you in The Game and That's So Raven. And you also been in some major films like, what was it, Step Up, White Chick. You just be working, huh, mama?
Exactly. Yeah, I can't complain. I'm blessed. I'm really enjoying the journey. You know, it's very hard. It's a difficult industry. However, you know, it's my passion. It's what I love to do. And that's why I tell people, you know, it's important for us to just find out what our passion is in life and just continue to stay at it, because it does. It takes a long time and nothing is guaranteed. You know, I go from working to not working to working to not working, but it's definitely about the ability to continue to work. And I love what I do, so it makes it that much easy, you know, just to continue on and really strive and struggle and do the whole nine.
Now, what was it, The Crazy Sexy Cool? That was your first biopic, right?
Yes, that was my first biopic. it was my most challenging role I feel like I've had to do, just for the fact that, you know, you are trying to portray someone who, A, you're a super fan of, B, is still around, not only still alive, but is one of the executive producers on set every day, you know, making sure you are being true to who they are and telling you what's bad and what's good. And, you know, you just want to do right by them and their legacy and obviously the fans. So it was a lot of pressure. And but I'm glad. I mean, the numbers spoke for themselves. People loved it. It's on DVD right now. So if you don't have it, make sure you grab a copy. And it's doing a phenomenal in DVD sales as well.
Wasn't it like the highest ranked original movie on cable TV?
Ever.
Yes, like for 2013.
Our numbers yet, so we can hold on to that.
Oh, yeah, that's major.
Yes, yes, it was. It was. I mean, everybody loved TLC, so it's like when the movie, you have a group that people just adore and love, and then they have such an amazing story, and then when you have a great director and a great film, you know, it speaks volumes. So,
what did you do to prepare for that role?
Oh, my God, what didn't I do? I had to lose weight. I had to get a little four-pack. You know, TLC, T-Bop had that six-pack.
Yeah,
so.
You was looking good, too. I was like, how did she do that?
You couldn't play no games. We had a trainer. I was training, like, two-a-days, okay? Trainer on set, watching my every move as far as what I put in my mouth. And, you know, did the choreography, the dancing, Jamaica. You know, she had us in that boot camp of just the embodying the movement of the girls. We had the TLC boot camp where Chili would have us doing outside exercises because she was not playing around with our bodies. And just the whole embodying the spirit and the emotions, the essence of T-Boz, her mannerisms, her voice, her emotional state, you know, it was a lot. So it was great, though. We had a lot of fun. We had a blast doing it. You know, the girls are incredible. We just had an amazing time. It was just like you see on TV how you know, people were entertained. It was that much fun making it, truly.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, so y'all kind of gained some friendships from there.
Oh, we bonded. We're like sisters. You know, we don't see each other a lot. Everybody, you know, obviously it's busy, but we keep in contact. Even still, to this day, we check in on one another to support each other. You know, had to send Kiki love on her show, and I see Mama in L.A., so it's just, we really formed a bond, and so I'm just happy about that, you know?
I'm so happy for you. Now, tell me about this new music you got on the way.
Still in the studio, working on music. Expect something at the top of the year. You know, shout out to Bam, who is big in Chicago radio right now. And, you know, she's just been my mentor, supporter, my biggest fan. And, you know, we've got some great stuff cooking up. So it's been a journey. However, I'm just really looking forward to y'all playing the single when it comes out. And the fans just getting ready to dance and just really be introduced to my music, which has been a long time waiting. So I'm really, really excited about that as well. And being on VH1 obviously is a great opportunity and outlet for my music as well. So it's just a blessing. I just feel very blessed. I'm just really excited with everything that's going on right now and looking forward to everything that God has for me, you know, definitely 2015. So it's going to be a very dynamic year.
What has been the most valuable lesson that you've learned along your journey in this entertainment industry?
Oh my God, you just never know. You never know. You know, I definitely did not see my career here today. I mean, I always wanted to be successful. However, there are always things that happen that try to knock you down just in life. And so I've learned that, you know, you're a lot stronger than even you think. And you never really truly know how your journey is going to end up. A lot of people get so down on themselves when money gets low or the jobs aren't coming through. You know, that's something that we all experience, even us in entertainment. You know, you never know when that next job is going to come. Sometimes it gets more difficult than others. You go through life and your storms, and you just don't know how you're going to be able to pick your feet, you know, and get back up. However, you know, for me to be able to go through, you know, just a low and then be able to come back and star in you know, Crazy Sexy Cool, and it do such amazing numbers to be able to turn around and do multiple movies even after that. And just when I look over my career, I'm like, yo, it's been crazy. I've worked with so many incredible actors, people that I look up to, people that I've been fans of. And so just to be able to say that, you know, you have to really embrace your journey, enjoy your journey. Don't look at just the quickness of the success, but really just embrace it and try to learn something new every day, which I can say now I continue to learn. Even working on Hindsight, you know, it was a new challenge. So I'm just thankful for it, and I'm just enjoying the ride. And I would just tell anybody listening, you know, enjoy your ride. Everybody's ride is different, but we got to learn how to enjoy it and just make the best of it. Have fun with whatever it is you're doing.
Y'all walk by faith a lot, I hear.
You got to. You never know.
Yeah, you saying y'all being out of work for months and then coming back to work, and it's like, oh, my Lord, you have nothing but to do besides be praying. Like, God, please handle it.
Exactly. And in the downtime, you know, when you're not as busy as you want to be or when things aren't coming through, you know, I volunteer a lot. I have my foundation, Dream Makers, which, you know, is something that's geared towards right now the children in my hometown, which is Chicago. Shout out to Chi-City. And it's really helping those kids that need to be inspired. You know, they need to know that they can make it just like I am doing what I love. And so I go back home a lot, and I feed the homeless, and I do workshops for those and give them an outlet to express themselves creatively. And I'm really, really passionate about it. So, you know, I try to just find joy in whatever it is I'm doing, even if I'm not on screen. I'm back home at the crib, you know, talking to the kids in Roseland, talking to the kids in Inglewood, just really giving back my time. And I find really great happiness and joy in doing it. And then I look up, and they're like, oh, you got to go back to L.A., you got a job. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm looking forward to going back home right now for the holidays and giving back and giving away toys and stuff. So, you know, you got to find time. You got to find things to do in your downtime as well, make that time go by, you know. And before you know it, you're blessed with yet another opportunity. So it's dope. I love it. It's great. And we're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep doing it.
That's amazing. How long have your foundation been around?
It is. We just had our year celebration November 19th, 2013 was the official kickoff date. And so we've done things in D.C. at the White House. We've done things with Al Sharpton. And actually his granddaughter has the youth outreach network. And so we do a lot with her. We do a lot of things in Chicago with St. Sabina and the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, we're just trying to take the message nationally, obviously, with just the crisis that we see going on in our country. However, you know, I rooted it in Chicago because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to do that. And with all the unfortunate things we see coming from the city, I felt like it was my job, my duty, my responsibility to go back there, the place where nobody really wants to go, you know, but go back there and really just offer inspiration and reach back to those kids that are talented. Like, we got so much talent in the city. When you think about it, it only makes sense when you birth someone like Common and Kanye and Chaka Khan and Muddy Waters and Oprah and Michael Jordan. The list goes on. You
right.
know, our president came from Chicago. Hello, you know. So we've got just great individuals and talent there that people kind of forget about. So I'm there just trying to nurture those great talents that and that just need that inspiration that they can go off and just be super successful. So that's what it is. Dream Makers Foundation. Like us on Facebook, dreammakers.org. It's, you know, the website is up, so people can definitely go. And we've got t-shirts and different merchandise and giveaways to support our cause. So I would ask that people do that and support Dream Makers.
Yes, most definitely. Salute to you, Queen. You giving back and mentoring people, I mean, that is totally amazing. We need more people like that in the community, actually. But, like, who has been your primary mentor through your career?
Like I said, I am so grateful. I have multiple mentors, and I embrace all of them. Obviously, my parents. I mean, my parents are a huge inspiration to me. My mom is a minister. She went back at age 50 to get her master's in divinity. She was walking around, you know, going after what she wants, even at a later age. So that was inspiration. She constantly is inspiration to me and so many people. but she started her church ministry, as well as, you know, my father, who is a pediatrician who takes care of a lot of the kids in Chicago. So he's always giving back. So that's really who inspires me, just with giving back and just trying to be the best person we can be, and helping others. And like I said, I've got my sister who's my manager. So it's really truly a family affair. My sister's been managing me since I was younger, and she did a lot of great things in Hollywood. Like I said, shout out to Bam, who's my musical mentor. You know, working with the Wayans, obviously, I got a lot of wisdom from them, and they mentor me tremendously. I've got a lot of mentors in the industry. You know, Big Sisters, just Vivica Fox, you know, one of my huge mentors. I just did her Unsung, which is coming out on TV1 very, very soon. She's been one of my longtime mentors. Just a lot, man. There's a lot of people that have really come in and just offered great advice and support my family. And that's what it is. It's people like yourself that always reach out, like, yo, let's see what you're doing. Let's talk about it. So I thank you always for, you know, that support.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You know, I really love me some Drew. I cannot wait to see you in this hidden sight.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks a little different, so I'm open for something new.
I love the word. It's a little different. Exactly.
Now, you know, you're doing a lot right now. Are you dating? Are you single? What's going on in the love life?
You know, I've always been one that's like, look, when I'm dating, y'all would definitely know about it. I have been actually, you know, dating a little bit. I'll keep y'all posted on that. Just make sure you watch my Instagram. But, you know, I've been so just focused on my career. But I am open to love, and I am just really hoping that now is the time for me to have that.
Right.
So, like I said, keep watching my Instagram, and when anything huge happens, y'all will be the first to know. Trust and believe.
What do you look for in a man, in case he listening right now? You know, when he looking at you.
You know, definitely he's got to be a looker. I mean, can we just keep it real about that one?
Ooh, right.
I'm big into, you know, working out, taking care of your body and yourself, and, you know, your vessel. So I'm really into someone who is conscious of their health and their hygiene. Hygiene, I'll say it again, is important. someone that just cares. I feel like, you know, if you can take care of yourself, you understand. I have a son, so obviously I want someone that can be that great example, and just being that example on how to take care of yourself as a man. And if you can't take care of yourself, you surely can't take care of me. So hygiene is very important. Someone who's passionate, who is going after whatever it is. You don't have to be super successful or have all the money in the world, but I'm really big into having a passion and going after it, because that always pays off, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who has a sense of humor, who doesn't take themselves too seriously, who doesn't take life too seriously. You know, you just have to learn how to have fun in life and wants to and do things and challenge themselves and, you know, just be outside of the box.
Right.
You know, don't be afraid to go paintballing. Let's go rock climbing. Let's go in a boat somewhere. I'm a beach bum. I live on the water, so I like to get in a boat and go kayaking and do different things. So just someone that embodies all of that. That's professional, but has a little, you know, swag about themselves. And that's basically the important things to me. Like, they got to know how to play some cards, because I come from Chicago where we play cards, and they got to love to eat, because I'm a foodie, and I need to be able to take them to Harold's Chicken when we're in the city, and they be okay with that.
Right. I heard that. Ain't nothing. Hey, you can't go wrong with a man that know how to feed you. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So that's, you know, the package right there.
You definitely just said it all. Like, I think I need to go look at my list and do some comparison. Did I miss anything? Because you said it all.
Check this thing. Make sure we got to help each other.
Yes, girl power. Queendom. Before you go, before I get you up out of here, I got to ask you one more question. What is your favorite quote or, you know, a philosophy that you live by that gets you through life?
Oh, my gosh. It is not the level that you reach, but from the depth that you climb. And I live by that, because a lot of people, you know, we get so caught up in trying to compare ourselves to, oh, this person has this car, this person has this money, oh, I need to be having the latest Louboutins, you know. But it's not about, you know, who is at the highest level. it's about from where you've climbed, because a lot of people have had to struggle, you know, a lot more. Some people had the silver platter handed to them, and they didn't have to climb very, very far. But there's people that definitely had all the odds against them. You know, I typically look at LeBron James' story and a lot of people similar who was living on the streets that had to fight for everything and that reached such a phenomenal level. You know, that's where you have to come from. So if you came from having nothing, so now you got some food on the table, you know, you need to be grateful for that and know that you're successful. Don't look at, well, I don't have the newest Lamborghini or I have the latest Mercedes, you know, or the latest Jordans. We need to be grateful for now I have food on the table, when once before I didn't. I'm grateful because there was a time where being on television and following my passion and my dream was just a dream. Now I can say, well, I may not have an Oscar, but that's okay. I am working, and I'm grateful for that. And I think that if we are grateful and we don't become jaded and bitter, you know, we can embrace more things, and that's the way we continue to become more successful. So we can't get caught up in what the next person has and worry about that or be envious. We just got to worry about our own story, our own journey, and be grateful that we aren't where we want to be, but we sure ain't where we used to be, you know. And that's the quote I have on my email, that we're not to worry about the level of success, but from the depth in which we climb. And so I would just hope people hold on to that and apply it to their lives.
Amen. Well, you heard it here first, y'all, right here from Miss Juice Adore. And you can go look her up on Facebook and Twitter at Juice Adore and Instagram at Juice Adore Official. Thank you so much, Queen.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you soon. I know I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless you too. Have a good day. Isn't she the sweetest? Juice Adore right here on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively on WizNation.com. It's 101.1 The Wiz.